So this never the circumstances, you know, you want to be under to get, you know, more playing time or whatever. But, you know, this is the NFL. You know, it happens. And, you know, you just got to go out and take advantage of the opportunity. You know, I want to go in there and, you know, not miss a beat. You know, that's basically what you always look for when, you know, you got a backup guy coming in, try to see if you're going to come in and, you know, not miss a beat like the starter did. So that's basically what I'm going to go out there and try to do.
Can you guys still be an effective and confident defense without those guys? I mean, I know it's tough.
It's tough. You know, you bring guys in, you know, rookies, whoever it may be, who doesn't get the reps that, you know, at practice. But, you know, now they have to step in. And it's just a challenge, you know. I think guys going to step up to that challenge and do a great job.
How much is that mean going through last year?
It helps a lot, you know. I was one who believed that, you know, experience didn't really matter too much. You know, I was one of those guys who just, like, I can just show up and, you know, and just play. And, you know, but the experience does matter. I think it helped me a lot. And, you know, I don't see this as a new opportunity presenting itself. You know, I feel that I've been there already. And, you know, I'm just ready to just step in and just play that role again. Definitely better, because, you know, I got a lot of looks, you know, got to go against, you know, number one receivers. So, you know, I pretty much know what to expect out there now. I actually was matched up on Johnson quite a bit when I first got here, even when I wasn't in the starting lineup, you know. So, you know, I feel that, you know, I got a good feel for him. He's a great talent, you know. But, you know, I think I have a great feel for him, and I'm up for the challenge.
You guys are kind of into a practice schedule where everything's laid out over a week's time. Is it more difficult a short week in terms of physical, mental?
It is difficult, but, you know, it go both ways. You know, you got two teams. You know, we both have to go through the same thing, so, you know, it's no excuses. We just got to go out there and play.
Tron, you guys have been a nickel so much this year that you've been on the field a lot.
Yeah.
Is this maybe not as big a change for you as we're maybe imagining it?
I think so. You know, like you say, you know, I got a lot of snaps out there already as it is. Maybe about 70% of the snaps.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a lot. So I don't think it's going to be a big change.
So the responsibilities maybe change a little bit, but the amount of time you're out there is just a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, just a little bit more, yeah. So I don't think it's too different.
How different is what you're being asked to do? Being a new player, leaving?
No, it's not different, you know. Me and Al do it just about the same thing. You know, we always playing outside. You know, Charles is inside, so... you know, we pretty much just move around the field, you know, from sideline to sideline. We don't rarely play inside, so, you know, it's not asking too much.
John, what does Charles Woodson mean to this team? You've been around him and kind of understand what he can do, but what is his leadership and the way he plays? What does it mean to this team?
Oh, man, it means a lot, you know. You know, if you lose a guy like that, you know, it's a big damper to your defense. You know, he does a lot for the defense, you know, just with flexibility. You can just pretty much put him at whatever, and he can do it, you know. So, I mean, you never want to lose anybody, you know. But, yeah, Charles does a lot for the defense, man. And, you know, he's been doing it for years now, you know. So, I mean, that's what they expect out of him.
Is he one of the best DBs in the league? He maybe doesn't get recognized like that all the time.
If not the best, you know.
Right.
If not the best, you know, he's a great player, period. Come out every week and does the same thing, you know. Very consistent player and great at doing that. So, you know, you can't ask for much more.
How comfortable do you feel taking over the starting role? Taking over where
Hal Harris left off? I feel comfortable. You know, I don't feel that I have to step in and, you know, work some kind of miracle, you know. I just feel I can step in, you know, and just let the game come to me. You know, that's what I think I did last year when it happened, when he had the spleen injury. And, you know, I just felt like I should come in and not feel that I have to, you know, do anything out the ordinary. And, I mean, that's all you got to just go out there and do it, play your technique, and, you know, everything's going to take care of itself.